Marty's going to come with me there for keep company there. So so yeah, it's been kind of hectic here, doing things every day, but I don't know. I like to think I'm gaining ground there. Over.
Marty is your old faithful, isn't he? Oh dear. Yeah, he's a good lad. He is doing the tower with us, wasn't he? But yeah, is there nowhere near it rather than going to Rejoinder all the time, Randy? Because I think that must be, is it a 2 hour plus drive for you?
Yeah, it's about 2.5 hours here, at least for us here, so to Regina. It's 3 hours to Saskatoon, so it's a little closer. It's about an hour's driving time, I guess, there and back. I saved by going to Regina, so. So, yeah, I just got to get my eyes checked there. You have to check something there. I get something. It's kind of a, it's not an annual checkup. It's a checkup they do on my eyes every, oh, I don't know, 5-7 years. And I got a kind of a, I don't know, just a thing on my eye, I guess, some kind of a glitch. I've had it there for years and years and years, but they always want to watch it, make sure it doesn't start to grow on me, because if it gets larger, then it causes other problems. So I've always had not to worry about it. It's just a regular checkup, I guess. So, but they put me through all the tests there and everything like that in Regina there. So, and I've been going to them for many years already. So, but anyways, just kind of throws things hectic here for me and my schedule here. So, what have you done there so far with keeping busy there and living the good life there? Is Debbie sick of you yet? we're just sitting back and having a nice hot chocolate here this evening here right now. V5 Golf Golf Whiskey, V5 RJM.
We'll drop another two of them hot chocolate. We'll have one, Debbie said. So we'll be over in a minute. Yeah, we're just getting the jumbo jet out. Well, even the helicopter will take us an hour or so, I think. But, yeah, so... yeah, she hasn't thrown me out yet anyway. We went into Melford today. Done a bit of shopping and robbed the bank and a few other bits and pieces. And came home, so been chilling out most of the afternoon. Looked after our chickens, gave them water, and made sure the feed was all right. So she's getting loads of eggs at the moment. So, yeah, keeping busy. Well, I've got loads to do, as you know. I think I might go out and have a go at my beam antenna tomorrow. And maybe see if I can get that up in the air and working. I think I told you before the rotator backed up on it, even though it's a new one. It must be the wire or something, maybe somewhere. I'll have to check that out. But apart from that, we're living the dream. Our repeater crashed last weekend. I don't know what they're going to do with it or what's wrong with it. I think the transmitter side's gone down again. So we'll have to wait and see what they decide to do with it. We'll find out what the problem is. V5RGM, V5GGW.
Yeah, Roger. Well, that's not good. So you got no repeater in Melford working right now. That's not good. Yeah, well, we can help some way. Let us know. Maybe we can help you out somehow. I don't know. But anyways, yeah, it would be nice to set up that crossband there at your place there too. So still planning on working on that there, but I want to go down there and do some work there with Aaron and get him back up on the air there too, and go visit, have a dinner there in Humboldt there. So, and yeah, I got you still marked to my head here to make sure I contact you when we go there, so you guys can join us there in Humboldt for lunch. So yeah, a few things I gotta get done here before that happens. So, but maybe sometime along that way I can pick up those radios and get a crossband working for you there. And in the meantime, you can have an antenna there set up there for a dual band antenna there. I don't know what you got there. Do you have a dual band antenna that you can use for that purpose there? Over.
Negative, Randy. I'll get a new one. I'll just get a new one and stick it up. It won't be a problem. They're not that expensive. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I was actually talking to Dave today. He was, his repeater's up and running at the moment anyway. I think he was saying he's more or less solved the problem, whatever it was with it. And he was working through it himself there, so it seems to be working okay anyway. Randy, over.
VE7FLZ. Yeah, I was going to mention that to you, that it's up and going there, and kudos there to Dave there to get her back on the air. It's been a number of years, so yeah, it's coming along there. We're getting more and more coverage area now along that Highway 5, which is nice, and it's kind of reaching, I think, into Highway 16 even a bit there, so... So that's really good news. I think Dave still has to check out the coverage area of what the repeater does. But did you give it a try there? Were you able to connect up with them on the repeater there in Humboldt there? Over.
Yeah, Roger, I did give it a try. I was opening it and getting into it with you on the directional, but I wasn't, I couldn't have a QSO in it. But conditions, I mean, I don't know, I think you must be maybe 50 miles from me, and something like that anyway, 45 maybe, something around there as the crow flies. And he was saying, you know, that I was getting in, but, you know, I couldn't hold a QSO with him. And I could hear it. When I was scanning the band, and that's what made me realize that he'd got it on the air. And it was stronger when I first heard it, when I was just scanning around. And when I tried to work through it, the conditions had changed a little bit, Randy, and it was down in the noise with me. So, conditions were... changing a bit, especially over that distance, I suppose. So go ahead.
Yeah, well, when you told me last time that you were able to connect up to it there, when it was just the node running, I was very surprised. So there must have been an inversion, I figure, when that was happening there for you. But yeah, well, at least you can open it up there, so that's good in itself there, that you can actually do that there. And yeah, you don't have your system up and working there yet, so it's going to get better once you get the antennas and everything like that up in the air, so the rotor and all that sort of thing. So yeah. There you go. Are you able to open up the repeater there at all at Aaron's place there at Hendon? Over.
Aaron, but and I couldn't do it on the directional. But as soon as I get me beam up on the mobile tower, I'll give him a shout and see if he's knocking around and arrange a sked with him, like, you know, and see what happens from there on. But I worked him before anyway. I worked him on SSB from here and had a QSO with him. A little bit weak, but we did manage a quick QSO there on sideband Randy, over.
Copy that there. So that's great. So that's another one of my mini projects there, is to get my HF back on the air, slowly moving things over and getting my new setup there, but it's a slow process because I just do things when I have a little few minutes here and there, sort of thing. But anyhow, that's all good. Things are always got something to do, and slowly we're improving the system, I think. So, but yeah, that crossband would help you guys out big time there. And who knows, there might be a few extra users, or one or two or whatever, that would be able to take advantage of your crossband situation there. So increase the coverage area out west there of Tisdale there. That would make a big difference there as well. So, fine business. I noticed earlier that you guys weren't connected to the Transcanada net, so somebody must have connected up the repeater there for you. Maybe it was yourself there. Over.
Negative, it wasn't me, Randy. I didn't connect it or disconnect it or do anything with it. But we were out until probably 1 o'clock today, 2 o'clock I think, something like that, when we got back on. And then we're doing other bits and pieces. But it'd be nice to have a chat with Aaron Eyeball. You can meet up at Aaron's sometime if you're going across there. He's only, about an hour and, I think an hour and a little bit away from me. So that's not no difference than going to Humboldt, really. Humboldt's an hour drive from here, an hour and 10 minutes, I think, or something like that. So I don't know where Dave actually works in Humboldt, or lives in Humboldt. Is he south, north, east, or west of Humboldt, around the other?
I could send a pin over to you there at his address and location there, so you have it there, I guess. But I'd have to go to my other computer to do that. I don't have it on my phone here, I don't think. But he's right in Humboldt there, so pretty centralized there. He's the main highway going through Humboldt. He's a couple of blocks on the north side of it there, around that, 9th Avenue there, I think it is, where that, 9th or 10th Avenue, he's a couple of blocks to the north there, I think, so, and he lives in a crescent there, so. But, he got his, he did quite a bit of work there. They got the tower up there and ran new coax and set up the antennas and all that sort of thing. So, and then he set up his repeater there and it's connected now with the Link radio, so, with the node. So that's, it's progress. Slowly getting there. Oh, boy. At least we got all this to do in these winter months there. It helps pass the winter by for some of us. Back to you.
The 5GGW. Yeah, the other repeater in Ingolfelt on 7:30. I think Dave was telling me that he's put another repeater in. It seems to be slightly better, but still never work anybody through it. It's a damn shame. I don't know whether he's going to connect that one to the system, Randy, is he?